Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. I have nothing to say.
Hey, plead the fifth.
I'm not saying a word.
No.
Let's move on to some poetry.
Keep moving.
Let's do it.
All right.
Cousin Rodney's riding along with us. Yep, Rodney Nelson, the late Rodney Nelson's riding along with us. Man, we sure miss that old feller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this is a dang good poem. This is Not Enough Snuff.
You know, I often think, we come from in the Dakotas where things are tough. By golly, we go through a lot of tough things, and it was after that winter of 97, I got to thinking, or 96 and 7, you know, maybe we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about some of the hardships we do face up on the plains. When I get a chance to speak to people, they probably should know some of the tougher things that happen to us out on the prairie. Now, don't blame... No, that isn't the way it starts. Only those who've ever lived there and who've truly felt the pains know the terror of a blizzard as it screams across the plains. No forebodings of the rancher when it really starts to blow. Know that sinking kind of feeling when supplies are getting low. It started out one winter night, crossed the border like a shot. It ripped through North Dakota like a mad bull blowing snot. Dean never thought the storm that day would catch him unprepared till he checked his inventory, then realized he dared. There was plenty feed for livestock. There was propane for the stove. The fridge was filled with goodies. There was coffee, too, by Jove. Then it struck him like a lightning bolt, his jaw hung swinging loose. He rifled through the grocery sack, but drat, there was no snooze. Now this North Dakota puncher knew that patience was the key. He could make it through the crisis if he used sagacity. Each pinch grew slightly smaller as he rationed out the stuff, but the storm had barely started when he ran plumb out of snuff. Check the garbage for the empties, came the order from this chump. And his family pawed through rubbish like grizzlies at the dump. If they chanced upon an empty, it was quickly passed to Dean, who salvaged every precious flake, then licked the lids off clean. He ate 16 pounds of candy like a hungry, starving moose. He chewed up Fido's pillow because it smelled so much like snooze. Snuff withdrawal is rarely fatal. Odds are good the guy survives. The only souls in jeopardy are their children, friends, or wives. So while the storm unleashed its fury and the wind gust punched and slapped, Dean's family sat subdued and meek just in case the old boy snapped. Exhaustion finally took its toll and he trundled off to bed. Dreams of Copenhagen factories soon were dancing through his head. He once snuggled close to mother, but she smacked him quick and mean. She presumed he was a stranger, because his breath smelled fresh and clean. Day two, the storm intensified. There was no relief in sight. Through bloodshot eyes, old Dean survived. He'd survive just one more night. Day three finally brought relief. Through the grapevine, word broke loose. A four-wheel drive was heading south, and he'd bring old Dean some snooze. The pickup came within a mile, and the driver called to say his son would bring the box on foot. Relief now was on the way. Dean was salivating heavily as he waited at the door. The lad stumbled through the snowdrifts, and he fell again once more. The boy arrived exhausted, checked his pockets for the stuff, and admitted to this madman that he must have lost his snuff. Check the the back trail, roared the crazed one to his frightened family, and his kinfolk dove through snowbanks like dolphins in the sea. Their efforts were in vain that day, though they searched the way they should. They sifted through 10 tons of snow, but that snuff was lost for good. If that child had been an orphan, he'd have pumped him full of lead. But he knew his family loved him, so he sat and wept instead. The next time you hear of blizzards and Dakotas in the way, you no longer have to worry, for it's fairly safe to say, though Dean may run low on groceries, bacon, beans, or butter fat, it won't be Copenhagen, you can bet your butt on that. For old Dean has learned his lesson, hardship truly made him wise. There's no terror like a blizzard when you run low on supplies.
Boy, you can sure bet your butt on that. Absolutely right. Good stuff there from Cousin Rodney.
Yeah.
You bet.
He just did a spin in his grave after you said that.
Cousin Rodney, right? Yeah. Well, Cousin Leif corresponds with us
he
now.
He claims
Yeah, he does.
Exactly.
We're good. That's Cousin Rodney's son.
That's right. There you go.
All right. Well, here we go. I know nothing.
I'm pleading
the fifth. Have you ever noticed when somebody is driving fast on slick roads and they go off the road and through the fence, they don't ever go back and fix the fence.
No.
And they never tell, you know, say, call a neighbor and say, hey, dude, sorry, I slid off the road down through your fence. So I'll get out there and get it fixed up, get it patched up.
No.
That don't happen.
Never.
No.
Never happen.
Now, I understand on state highways, you know, states and they have to repair their own fence. I guess there are some rules that way.
Anyway,
when you're out on the county road and
you go through
your neighbor's fence,
yeah,
you probably ought to call them and
at least mention it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, whether you're going to fix it or not, at least mention it.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Call them and say, hey, slid off the road, pard. Sorry.
Well, you know, I'm learning more about the phrase, you don't know what you don't know. Or you don't know what you know.
What you know. Yeah, that's a fact.
And I don't understand all I know about it.
You know, that's a true statement.
So,
wow.
I do know a little, enough to get in trouble.
That's quite philosophical.
I'm a deep thinker.
I am impressed with that. Yeah, right. Who put the dent in the front of the truck?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It was me.
I never have to confess that because it's my own truck. And I guess unless I dented somebody else's truck while I did that. Yeah.
Well, every time I open my hood, I'm reminded of the temper tantrum that I threw. Because there's a dent in the front of my hood.
In the front of the hood?
It wouldn't come open, so I'd give it a whack-a-do-whack.
Bang.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
I've done that, and I continue to do that. I throw a temper tantrum, and I make things worse. I break things worse than they already were. Yeah. I don't know. It's a man thing, I guess.
I guess so.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a Nelson thing.
Well, no, it's not, because there's still a 15-inch pair of channel locks out in the hayfield.
That Dick threw
that we never did find.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about who's been using my tools here in a minute, all right? But we need to end the show.
What?
Yeah, R.W. Hampton's riding along with us. You don't know me.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello. I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you each night, who longs to kiss your lips, who longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been. No, you don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart ached with love for you. afraid and shy. I let my chance go by, the chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside that lucky guy. You'll never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me. Never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside that lucky guy. Oh, you'll never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me. You'll never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
That signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
I know nothing.
I know nothing. Who's been using my tools?
Wasn't me.
Doggone kids have been gone from the house for 15 years and they're still losing my tools.
Oh, what the heck?
I know. It ticks me off, my goodness sakes.
Well, the borrowers.
Yeah?
The borrowers. Oh, they're the little guys.
Oh, they come out at night.
Come out at night. And use your tools.
And borrow my tools.
And scatter them all over.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
They're not dwarves. They're not elves. They're not fairies.
They're borrowers.
They're borrowers.
Very good. Who took my 9/16 socket?
Always.
Where in the world is my 12 millimeter socket?
My half inch.
Tick me off.
Always gone.
Always that right, that one, yeah. Well, I remember in the spring of every year when I went to shoeing and trimming, man, somebody put my shoeing apron on over the winter and tightened
and shrunk
it up. Yeah, they put new hold, tightened it up, and I had to let it out. And it just, yeah, ticks me off,
the
man.
The borrowers.
Yeah, the borrowers did it, right? I have a demented neighbor.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
I
just
have
one?
I have quite a few demented neighbors. But anyway, I have one in particular that put a Biden sticker on my bumper of my truck. Annoyingly. And I think I drove that thing for 3 months. Finally.
That's funny.
Finally, I'm hooking up my horse trailer.
Where'd that come?
And I walked between the horse trailer and my truck, and I had to duck my head so I didn't hit it. And I see the Biden sticker. I thought, you dirty coyote.
Oh, man.
You pot licker.
And that's
all right.
That's when the fight started.
Yeah, well, I've been looking for a rainbow LGBTQ sticker to put on his bumper. So, you know, paybacks.
Hey, paybacks.
Paybacks
are
coming.
That's right. I don't get even.
Yeah, that's
right.
Right. Well, I try anyway. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, anyway. Yeah.
That's funny.
It really was. But ticked me off. Hey, folks, I want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Man, yeah, we ran across a great outfit, the Center for American Values.
Yeah.
This is a great deal. I met a Medal of Honor recipient.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a great show, so stay tuned.
I think I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
I know nothing about that. I plead the fifth.